There's a lot of potential here for revival, not just of the people that are present, but with a lot of our connections. I think all of you are feeling it, aren't you? Feel it? You know, when I say revival, I'm actually talking about something. I guess revival is maybe the wrong word because it means you've been vibed before and you need to get vibed again. But I believe we're going to see a move of God amongst a lot of people. And it's what we call revival. It's going to be a gathering of people being blessed. And a lot of our prayers are going to be answered. And we're going to see some great things happen. I believe that. I don't think that all the effort and all the things that have been going on through the years are in vain. In fact, if we stopped right now, it wasn't in vain. But when God does things, He does things beyond what we expect. And beyond what we know. And beyond our own ability to comprehend. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what it is, because God is full of surprises. He really is. He's full of surprises. But I want to open the Word here just for a moment. There's a couple of scriptures here that I'll read. They may or may not have a lot to do with what I want to say. And again, they may have a lot to do with what I want to say, because what I feel in my heart is to talk to you in a very simple way about the heart and the invitation that God has that can be accepted by a person with an open heart and a willingness to go forward and accept what God has invited you to become a part of. And I want to go right now to the book of Romans and read these words in Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse number 24. For we are saved by hope. This is Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not, we don't know, in other words, what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, this is talking about God's Spirit, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. In other words, where we can't figure out what to do, God knows what to do. He knows what to say. He knows the heart. He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What you can't say, God can say. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then in the book of Revelation, amen. The last chapter, this is chapter number 22, verse number 17, Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit, this is God, the Spirit, and the Bride, that's the church. In other words, God and the church. I won't go to how I came to this answer because it would bore you with a lot of details. But the bottom line is, this is saying to you that God and the church say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. You may be seated. Amen. We can make it so complicated sometimes that we miss the whole picture. We can overlook the simplicity if we're not careful of how God operates. It's easy for people that have been in the work of God for a long time to assume that everybody knows what you're talking about when you talk. Everybody knows what you're singing about when you sing. Everybody comprehends and knows what's behind all this shouting and hallelujah and all that. But you know, sometimes not everybody knows. Not everybody understands. But everybody wants to live a better life. Everybody wants to find out, what can I do next? Is there hope for me? Is there an answer that I can grab a hold of? And you know what? If there's not an answer for you, there was not an answer for us either. If there's no hope for you, there's no hope for any of us. If God doesn't love you just as much as He loves me, then He's not a God of love at all. Because His Word teaches us He's no respecter of person, and that whosoever will, may take of the water of life freely. This is simply meaning you can receive anything that God has to give if you are an individual, a person, a human being. Are you part of the human race? I hope you are. Because if you are, you have an invitation to get in on the blessings of God. When I say blessings of God, I'm not just talking about just something that someday pie in the sky, it's all going to be good in the hereafter. But I'm talking about a good life now. Blessings of God that include peace of mind, happiness, a feeling of being secure, a knowledge that you're wanted and cared about. These are blessings that come from God. Amen. Something that makes you feel not rejected, but a part of something that's good. Don't you want to feel like you're part of something that's good? Something that's clean. Something that's pure. Something that's honest. Something that's good for you. Now, when I was a music teacher, which I taught music lessons for many years, I had people from various levels come to learn music from me. I had had some in-depth training in the music field, and I knew way beyond the ordinary at that time in my life what many people had learned in the music field, because I had applied myself because of interest that was in me at a younger age. And I won't go into all these details either, but it could last a while to tell you where I arrived at this point of wanting to learn all I could about music. But I did go through all the steps and the necessary things and applied myself and became knowledgeable of many things in the music field. And I became a music teacher. Had a lot of students. And these students would show up at my studios to learn music. Some of them were beginners. Others of them had been taking lessons from somebody else for a while. And they knew some things. Some of them showed up and actually were more accomplished than I was in some areas, because they had applied themselves to one instrument, where I had applied myself to learning all I could about all the instruments. And so they had concentrated and learned skills on that one instrument, but they wanted to go beyond that. And so in some cases, those students even helped me, as I was able to help them also. But I'm telling you all this to say there's a great parallel here, similar to the way God operates. When we come to God, when we come into His presence, sometimes some of us may be beginners. Others of us may have had some experience of some type. Somewhere along the way you had a touch of God or an experience where you know that you said a prayer and things were better. Or you responded to some message, and it doesn't matter who the preacher or the Christian was, or what they believed about God or the Godhead or baptism or any of those things. All you know is you wanted something better, and you heard something that made you want more. And because of what you heard, you did something in response to that. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, no matter what anybody says or does, that the experience you received at that time in your life was real. And it came from God. And nobody will ever be able to take that away from you. Amen. And so, what I'm going to say to you tonight, since you have an invitation from God and the church, whoever you are, wherever you are, out there, in here, since you have this invitation, remember that first scripture I read about the heart. The heart. And it could go on, you could have gone on and read more about how all things work together for the good of those who are the called, who love God and are the called according to His purpose. Amen. And the scripture I read about concerning whosoever will may come and take the waters of life freely. And I don't care where you're coming from, the good thing about it is you're here. And no matter what experience and what knowledge you have had in the past, none of it's in vain. There's not anything that God ever did for any one of us that didn't count. Every prayer you ever prayed went up before God and is still there. If as a child you said, "Someday, God, I hope I can find myself in a family that loves me, or in a group of people that will care about me and want me." If you ever said that prayer, maybe you went through something in your younger life that caused you to cry out in the darkness when nobody else could hear you, but there had to be an answer somewhere. And you said, "God, if you're out there somewhere, help me." I want to tell you something. The reason you're here tonight is because God listened to you then. Hallelujah. That was an important cry from your heart. It was something coming from the inside of you that wanted a real God. And it was not a said, read prayer, but it was a real prayer. It wasn't a formal approach, "Our dear Heavenly Father," but it was a crying child needing help. And you said, "Help me." And God marked it. And it's still there. It's still there. I don't care how many years have gone by. I don't care what kind of muddy water you've gone through. God has not forgotten that cry that came from your heart. Let's thank Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. It could have happened a long time ago. It could have happened recently. It could have happened today. But whenever it happened, when you were sincere, crying out from your heart, no matter what the circumstances, God heard it. God heard it. And He loves you. And He wants you. He wants you. He wants you to be part of His family. He wants to take you to heaven. He wants to bless you. He wants to lift you up and let you know you're special. You're cared about. You're loved. You're important. Let's praise Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So some of those that didn't know much, they didn't have that much to start with. All they had to start with was the fact that an invitation was given. And they were able to get there. They knew nothing when it came to music. They just were there. They were depending on somebody else to be able to get into a level of understanding so they could know how to get started. The kingdom of God is like that. We don't know all the answers. But God is the answer. And wherever you are, if you're just a beginner trying to get started, God knows if you are. I don't always know. God knows. He's just glad you're here. And it's not going to be that complicated. It's not going to be that complicated. It's just simply, you know, I did have some knuckleheads that came to take music lessons. When I say knuckleheads, I'm talking about this. They already had their minds made up of what's right and what's wrong about that music. And there wasn't anything I could say that would change them, because they had learned a few things and they knew a few things and they felt like that they knew enough that they didn't really need anybody to meddle with that. But sometimes bad habits can be picked up if we don't go in a good direction. Without proper teaching, sometimes we pick up these habits thinking we're doing all right, but we limit ourselves. I had those that could sound good on the guitar, but they were playing with the wrong fingers because they hadn't learned that if you would play those chords a slightly different way, you could go on from there and learn more chords. You could reach farther from that point and use a foundation if you knew the proper placing of your fingers and how to hold the instrument just right and how to flex your fingers and have that dexterity that's necessary to be able to go across those frets and to stretch those strings and to do things that I learned through formal training that they didn't know because they tried to learn it on their own. However, all through trying to learn on their own, that desire to learn that instrument was there. That desire to be able to perform was there. Some of them I couldn't help because they wouldn't turn loose of the way it's always been, the way they've always thought it should be, and the way they've always done it. But the ones that opened up their hearts and they listened to this teacher that had some experience, I was able to take them right where they were, bad habits and all, and say, let's just start here. And let me help you with this. And let me help you with that. And let me show you not where you went wrong, but where you can make it better from where you are, regardless of where you are. And those bad habits, when they would listen and when they would cooperate, I was able to take that and they moved with me into something better that became a foundation for things yet better to come. That's the way the kingdom of God is. Don't ever close your mind. Don't ever think that you know so much that nobody can take you a step further. Don't ever get unteachable and become so high and lifted up in yourself that you can't be reachable. Hallelujah. God has avenues to take you through and victories to show you and an abundance of blessings that will come as a result of you opening up your heart and saying, Lord, teach me. Help me. Just as you were sincere in that prayer you may have prayed a long time ago, be sincere again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you open your heart up to God right now, when He looks on the heart and He says, whosoever will may come, and you can enjoy life. Amen. You may be saying, well, so what do I do? I don't know. I don't know where you are. You know more about that than I do. All I can tell you is this, wherever you are, hang on to what you got. That's taking you in a good direction. You remember Grandma's prayers? That was good. Hang on to that. Remember the good experience you had? When you know that somehow things went better after you said a prayer or somebody else did, hang on to it. I don't care if you were in a Catholic mass, in a Baptist church, or in the woods. Hang on to that experience. It's real. God hears our cry from a sincere heart. And He sent us a great teacher. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the best teacher there ever has been. He may not teach you in audible words, but He will teach you. There are times when you can just be walking along and you can see a beautiful flower or a tree or a bird flying. Or you can just enjoy the breeze and suddenly there's an awareness. I feel good. I feel good. I don't know what it is, but I have a lot of problems, but somehow I'm feeling good. And then you start thinking just a moment. It's good to feel good. That's pretty simple and pretty basic, but it is. That is a great moment in your life when you can come to that awareness, I actually feel good. Not everybody gets to that point. Oh, I tell you what, just to watch those kids with those instruments suddenly make a good sound. A good sound. After all those horrible sounds. After all that, come on, try it again. Come on, one more. Oh, but I can't do it, I can't do it. Are you willing to try? All right. One more time. One more time. Squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk. You know, terrible sounds. I was trying to be patient. Trying to be kind. After all, they were paying me for these sessions. Let's try it one more time. I had kids that became so frustrated, they stomped out of the house, out of the studio, never came back. Some, they were so unteachable that I actually went to sleep while I was trying to instruct them. Because they seemed so hopeless and I was so tired. But there were others, I couldn't hardly wait till they came through that door. Because every time they came, they had made progress from the time before. I knew that this is going to be a good time. They may not be able to play that well, but what they're going to do now is better than what they did last week. Just another step, another note or two, another victory, another great moment. And you know, they sat down and they had that look of confidence on their face. They didn't know that much yet. And they hadn't come that far yet. But from where they were when they first came in that door, and where they are now, brought a feeling of confidence and joy and happiness, because they had come from point A to point B, and they knew from here there has to be something more. Glory! I don't know where you are, but I promise you, I don't care how long you've gone to church, there's something more for you. I don't care how little you know about God. There's something more for you. I don't care how much you don't understand or do understand. There's something more for you. Just keep coming. Just keep trying. Keep your heart open. Don't close yourself out. Please don't ever start thinking, I'm not able to do this. You can think that and you can feel that way. It's not a sin to have those thoughts, but get past it. And remember these words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Would you praise Him with me tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes things seem impossible. Situations seem difficult to resolve. Problems come that seem absolutely staggering. There is no way, we think. And then we just whisper a few words, maybe in private. Lord, help me. And then problems get resolved. So basic. So elementary. But so true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had children to work so hard, to work so hard, to try to impress me. They did this and they did that and they worked so hard and they were still having such a tough time. And with just a few words, I said, try it this way. And I picked up the instrument and did something really simple. And then they did it. And they said, wow! It was that easy. That's the way it is when it comes to getting anything from God. You just, when you don't know what to do, you don't know what to say, just stand in His presence. He will say what you can't say. He will do what you can't do. He's just glad you're here. Let us stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is inviting all of you to come up a little higher. The church is inviting all of you to come up a little higher. And those that hear are saying, come up a little higher. And those that are athirst are invited to come up a little higher. Come and drink of the water. come and take of this wonderful gift of God freely. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to know how to pray. You don't have to know how to be an apostolic. You don't even have to call yourself apostolic or Pentecostal. All of that is just stuff that people do to identify their particular group or whatever. That there is no reason why you have to say, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Protestant, I'm this, I'm that. You just want God. And God is always there. Hallelujah. God is always there. And He will put you in the right place and make you what you've always hoped that you could become. Hallelujah. We don't see, maybe, how it could happen. That's all right. If you could see it, what would you have to hope for? It's already there. Hallelujah. Hope that is seen is not hope. It's when you can't see that you have to look for that hope. Man, I saw those guys playing that trumpet when I was a kid. I said, I hope I can learn how to do that someday. There was no way. Oh, I hope I can do that someday. But when I tried it, it was a mess. It was a mess. And I was told by my parents and a lot of people, you're hopeless. But I was determined. Nobody tells me I'm hopeless. I know better than that. It may look hopeless. I'm going to do this. They told me it was hopeless when I first tried to ride a bicycle. I kept jumping on it until I showed them. I was black and blue and had cuts all over me, but I did it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I about ran everybody nuts, but there did come a time when they did sit and listen to me. As they sat in the congregation, I stood on the stage and I played my heart out on that trumpet. And they stood and clapped their hands and said, hallelujah, that's wonderful. That's a long ways from the day when they said, you're hopeless. To now they're saying, wonderful. Hallelujah. Do you hope that you can be a child of God, living in victory and having a wonderful life and then going to heaven? You're not hopeless. Come on to the front and let's seek after God tonight. Let's all come around here and just come as you are and be what you are and who you are and offer to God what you have to offer right now. Thank God. Because you're invited to take of this, to enjoy this, to be a part of this. And all these questions that come, but what about this, what about that, what about that? You've heard about speaking in tongues, you've heard about Trinity, you've heard about oneness, you've heard about debates, heard about differences in all the different Bibles and all the different opinions and all the religion. Put all that aside. Just let God be your God. And you be His student. Start right now. Start right now. He will take you one step at a time to total victory. Let's call Him, shall we? Let's call Him. Jesus, we love You tonight. Hallelujah! Lord, we need Your help. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear the cry of a sincere heart. I want to learn. I want to know. I want to go forward. I hope to be what You want me to be. And I hope to have peace in my heart and in my mind and in my soul. I want and I long for happiness. God, I talk to You because there's nobody else that can help me. And Jesus, here I am. Here I am. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. There is no one that's a hopeless case. God loves you. God wants you. You're special. You're important. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A bunch of accusers brought a little lady to Jesus one day and they said, look what she's done. You see what she's done? She's guilty. She's messed up bad. And she had. They caught her. They knew what they were talking about. And Jesus said to them, let him that's without sin among you cast the first stone at her. They were ready to stone her to death. But they were all guilty of not being just exactly what they should be. And the wonderful, gracious Lord that we're talking about tonight stooped down and started touching the ground. And just writing on the ground. I don't know what he wrote, but the very fact that he reached down and touched the dirt was a signal to me that he's still able to go down to where that dirt is. Amen. And then look at you and say what he said to that little lady. Where are your accusers? And she looks around and says, they're not here. And Jesus said to this woman who had sinned and done wrong, neither do I condemn you. Start now to do better. Amen. You don't have to live a life of sin. You've come to the right one that can make a difference for you. This is a new beginning in your life. Go and sin no more. You're not condemned. This is a new start. He wants to do that for every one of us right now. Let's praise Him again. Let's love Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Newness of life. Praise God for everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. Praise God that our life, Lord, can be an open book with empty pages for you to write upon. Praise God. Praise God. Complete when you say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for completing the good work of God in all of us. Praise God, all that will call upon your name and come to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight for the good word of God. God, we pray for all those that, Lord, need a revival, need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord, need to be reminded one more time of the good things of God that they have in their life. Praise God. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Heard some word tonight. Amen. There's no one like Jesus.